In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
I have 8 years na experience, pero gusto ko rin magkaroon ng work from home setup para pwede rin akong makapag-masters na studies na pwede ko isabay. So yun, parang to further advance in my career, kailangan talaga.
Yeah. Teka, so, pag nag-masters ka na, ano na itatawag sa'yo? Master na, hindi na engineer.
Master engineer.
Master of the
Tapos
universe.
Tapos mag-take pa ako ng ano licensure exam ng master plumber. Diba? Mm. Master plumber, master engineer.
So pag may problema kami sa plumbing sa bahay namin,
yes.
Tawagan.
Tubero.
Ayun pala,
hindi siya tubero.
Tubero, parang yan ang ano, plot ng mga nasa Pornhub. Eh.
sandali.
Mga Immortal, welcome to the Underpaid Podcast. I'm your host, Stanley Chi. Ito ang podcast na pro-employee para sa mga Immortal, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na parang nagkukwentuhan lang tayo. In this episode, pag-uusapan natin ang topic na diskarte o diploma. Kasama ko ang aking co-host na si Zardalos Reyes, ang Senior Recruiting Manager ng Upwork. May 17 years of experience in leadership and management, 16 years of experience in freelancing, and 11 years sa po niyang kliyente ang Upwork. Si Engineer Lawrence Vivar, kasama ko rin po, isang stand-up comedian na engineer at currently unemployed po ngayon na naghahanap ng trabaho.
Eh, di ba nasa ano, final interviews
yes,
na siya?
Yes, waiting now.
Wala pa namang kasiguruhan kung tanggap siya o hindi.
Sa bagay, no?
Huwag tayo mag-assume, di ba? Parang sa pag-ibig, huwag kayo mag-assume.
Ano ako ngayon? Fun employed.
Oo, yun. At ang guest natin, bigatin itong mga to.
Wow.
Sa mundo ng advertising at currently, meron silang podcast na Carry Kita. Siyempre, under TPN, kasi nga, pamilya tayo rito. We guest all podcasters here. Ray and Joey Tiempo.
Yay!
Hello! Hello.
Welcome to the Underpaid Podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Ayun. Before we start the episode, like and subscribe to the Underpaid Podcast. Click palagi kung ano man dapat yung i-clip. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment. Rate the podcast. And sagutin niyo yung poll question namin. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Diskarte o diploma? Yung mga gusto nyo ba, naka-video podcast kami or audio podcast, kwento nyo lang sa amin yan, yung saloobin nyo. Kasi binabasa namin ang bawat comment ng mga listeners natin, ng mga Immortal. Okay? Kumakalat kasi sa TikTok ngayon, guys, yung diskarte kaysa mag-diploma.
So, diskarte si, o diploma.
Mm-hmm. Si Joey, nagtuturo sa UANP.
Mm-hmm.
At kilalang kilala sa advertising world. Siyempre, si Ray, ganun din, kilalang kilala sa advertising world at siya ay isa sa mga tao na nasa likod ng Adobe Magazine.
Wow.
Diba? So, kailangan malaman din natin yung saloobin nila kasi mga parents din sila. Ikaw, parent ka, Zar. Mm. Ikaw, Lawrence.
Future parent.
Future parent.
Wala pa, wala.
Ang tawag sa'yo, fur parent.
Fur parent.
Yes.
Oo, diba? Ay, Foxy.
Mm-mm.
Kung manonood ka na.
Ano name? Foxy?
Foxy.
Foxy. Wow.
Hindi na magugulat kung dadami si Foxy. So, kayo, Ray, Joey, anong opinion nyo dito? Kasi may mga freelancers or yung mga hindi nakagraduate tulad ni Mark Zuckerberg, sila Steve Jobs, no? Sumalangit na wa. Na talagang yumaman sila.
Pero ano bang kwento? Like, I think, kanina, ano, di ba? Alam mo yung story, di ba, Lawrence? Mm.
Kasi ngayon, kumakalat yung mga entrepreneurs na merong social media presence. Tulad ni Josh Mojica, mga ganyan. So,
I think Kangkong
si
Chips.
Si Kangkong Chips guy. Uh-oh. Na medyo bata pa siya, pero may success na siya sa business niya. So, para sa kanya daw, hindi na importante yung diploma. Mas may natutunan daw siya. Mas naging successful siya sa business niya through diskarte. So, yun yung context nito.
Mm-hmm.
And he created content about it, di ba?
Okay.
Na parang, okay lang na hindi ka makapag-graduate as long as meron kang diskarte.
Ang lakas ng loob niyang sabihin yan. Ha? Kasi in the Philippines, we value education.
Yes.
Kasi yung mga magulang natin, yung mga lolo, lola natin, sinasabi nila, yan lang ang hindi pwedeng nakawin sa'yo. Yung education mo. Diba? And then, para may fallback ka, kunyari, nag-business ka, at least you can apply for a job pagka ikaw ay nakagraduate. Yung, kayo ba? Ano yung, dahil kayo, si Ma'am Joey nagtuturo.
Ma'am Joey?
Ayan,
Ma'am Joey.
Ma'am talaga.
Ma'am
talaga.
Ma'am na talaga.
Ano ba gusto nyo?
Joey na lang.
Akala ko, sir. Eh.
Oh. Marami kasing opportunities right now. So, I think that's the difference between like probably 40 years ago, 30 years ago, mas maraming opportunities. So let's say, pwede kang maging TikTok affiliate, for example, yeah. Or pwede kang magkaroon ng business.
Magbenta as, ng mga beauty products.
Oh, magbenta. Or gumawa ng beauty products. Marami mga CEO. So, maraming opportunities ngayon, even online.
YouTuber, it's, mga ganyan.
Oh, YouTuber.
Content creator.
Esports gamer.
Esports, yeah.
So, given all those opportunities, parang do you think people still need a diploma? Diba? Parang yun, kaya siya controversial eh.
Sige.
Because of merong opportunities. So, kailangan mo pa ba ng, ano, ng higher education?
Sasagot siguro ako as a teacher. Kasi ako yung teacher dito sa tropa, ano. I think ang hindi masyadong klaro kasi naging serious, dapat ba nakakatawa ako?
Hindi. Si Zar lang ang ine-expect nila mag-joke. Si Zar lang.
Serious kasi yung tanong ni Zar. So serious yung sagot ko.
Serious talaga to.
Tapos
ang papatawa na lang sila.
Please magpatawa na lang
kasi serious kaming tao rito sa underpaid.
Singit-singitan nyo ng mga soundbite.
Okay. So, siyempre, as the educator, I believe in education. I think what these so-called self-made entrepreneurs are missing, dapat bang mag-English?
Ay naman, oo.
Taglish.
Nakakaintindi ng English yung mga listeners.
Itong mga self-made entrepreneurs, I think what they're missing is the fact na hindi lang naman yung pagpapayaman ang nalalaman mo sa school.
Mm-mm.
In fact, I think school is all about setting values as a human being. And also, yung pagtuto mo ng pakikipag-interact sa ibang tao.
Yeah. Social skills.
Maging mabuting tao, diba, sa iba. So if I'm going to be an entrepreneur, I'm going to lead people.
Mm-mm.
And that's what an entrepreneur is all about. Makikitungo ako sa mga tao, ililid ko yan, i-inspire ko sila, i-motivate ko sila. You're from Upwork, Zar. And you know that employment is all about motivation, leadership, inspiration. And that's what being set to you in school.
Yeah.
Hindi yung, tuturuan kitang paano yumaman. Yung pagyaman is not education.
Mm-mm.
I would think that's diskarte. Right? You can, I don't think diskarte and diploma are mutually exclusive.
I agree.
Diba? So to me, as kahit self-made entrepreneur ka, I think what's being set in school is the fact that, you know, you can be a better leader, a better human being, etc.
Tsaka Ray, alam ko, maniniwala ka rito. Paano ka magiging magaling na writer kung hindi ka nag-aral?
Yeah, oh, exactly.
ChatGPT.
Well, may ibang topic pa yan actually. Because one of my favorite writers, actually my favorite writer, si Ray Bradbury, he said hindi niya kailangan ng education. Actually, ang education niya was going to the libraries.
Oh, okay.
Right? Not the schools. But so, pero I quite agree with that. But in terms of the topic right now, I agree with Joey, of course. Diploma talaga. Unang-una kasi, maraming fallacies. Andali-dali kasi mag-claim when you're just on social media, diba? Mm. Sabihin mo na, hindi na kailangan ng school ngayon, yung mga school system natin sucks, gano'n. Andali na magsabi rin. Actually, pag tingnan mo yung facts.
It's an echo chamber, right?
Pag tingnan mo yung facts, we're still one of the best education systems in the world. The Philippines still. Mm-hmm. We still value education. Magagaling yung teachers natin. So, hindi yun totoo. Yung mga claims na gano'n na hindi mo magagamit yung mga napag-aralan mo. As Joey said, no? Ang take ko kasi doon, ang nakukuha mo sa school are not the lessons. Mm. Kunyari ngayon, hindi ko naman nagagamit yung mga sine-cosine, di ba?
Oo.
Pero, ang natuturo nun sa'yo, discipline.
Yes.
Di ba? Discipline. Kaya nga, repetition yan eh. Kaya nga may schools, ay may 4 years, may then 4 years, then masters, may schedules, may masters, di ba? Hindi yan dahil para pahirapan ka or para punuan ka ng mga knowledge na hindi mo magagamit. Hindi, ang magagamit mo dyan is yung discipline na araw-araw, pupunta ako sa place na to, makiki-interact ako, magbabasa ako ng libro.
Yun. And I will meet different people.
And I will meet different
people. Na iba-iba yung motivation nila in life.
Akala mo hindi mo nagamit.
Yeah.
yun eh. Oh. There are lots of fallacies out there. So, oh, that's my take.
Tsaka paano ka naman magyayabang na, uy, nag-aral ako sa UST, tumasino ako. Mm. Tapos yung diba? Isa naman.
Oh, yun, sense of diba? Pride.
Oh, diba? Atinista ako. Belonging. Nagkasal ako. UP ako. Ganyan. Uh-huh. Paano kung sabi niya, ano ako eh. Ano yung out of school youth, di ba?
Out of school youth.
Oo, di ba? Medyo iba eh. Iba pa rin yung, iba yung impression ng tao pag hindi nakagraduate, mm-hmm. di ba?
Actually, totoo yun.
Oo.
Kasi I can speak about that because I didn't finish college just because we had financial difficulties. I'm the eldest in the family and alam mo yun, 6 kami and then I studied in LaSalle though. I studied in LaSalle, my brothers, sisters, they did study in LaSalle. But then I think the problem there is, okay, maagang napunta na dapat dumiskarte talaga ako. Because I didn't finish school eh. So, dapat talaga dumiskarte ako. But then, if circumstances would be different, like, we had the resources, we didn't have financial issues, most probably, I would finish school. Kasi nakita ko yung mga, ano eh, I had a lack of opportunities. So, of course, kapag hindi ka nagtapos, ang option ko nun is BPO, mm-hmm. di ba? Mm-hmm. Or probably sa family, pero hindi naman ganun kalaki yung sweldo. So, I had those hardships up until I found an opportunity where they're looking for someone with certain skills. And that's when my career took off. But probably, siguro, if I had finished school, then most probably the opportunities would have come in earlier, I think. But then these are etong situation ko just because hindi ako nagtapos just because of the resources. But then yun nga, ang sa akin naman nahirapan ako. I'd be honest, nahirapan ako ah. Given na, nasa student council pa ako, I did all the work. Like, nasa student council ako, I was very active in school activities. Tapos nahirapan pa ako. And we had the business, so I had a business entrepreneurial mindset as well.
Kasi you came from a family of business people, di ba?
Yeah, I came from a family of business people. Pero nahirapan talaga ako. And then, yung mga kapatid ko rin, ganun din. Mm-hmm. But we turned out okay. Mm-hmm. But then, like, if we had the choice, of course,
oo,
yeah.
Hindi mo i-encourage na.
Yeah,
ano.
I wouldn't encourage. Would I want this for my son? No. Actually, my son is in college. So, I wouldn't want it for him. I wouldn't encourage him to stop school and then mag-business ka lang.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wouldn't want him to have the same hardships and difficulties that I had.
And judgment.
Oh,
yeah. Actually, yung stigma I was na, going ano, to say na judgment. Because, like, for example, alam mo, I have a TikTok. I have a career, I have a TikTok about careers, ganun, career coaching. And then there are some people who would say, eh, hindi ka naman nakapag-graduate ng college eh. Which is wrong.
Right.
Wrong to begin with. Yeah. But then, parang ako, I feel, ah, okay, just because hindi ako nakapag-graduate, parang ini-invalidate na yung skills ko. But then, yun nga, yung sa akin naman kasi is different. We had a financial issue. And also, people think na, yun nga, judge nga ako.
Oo.
Pag ganun.
Ikaw, Nobita, anong opinion mo?
Ito na ang mahiwagang mensahe. Ang mensahe mula kay Nobita.
Alam mo, bagay.
Sabi sa akin ni Doraemon.
Bagay sa'yo yan eh.
Oo nga.
Alam mo, yung attire pa eh.
Alam mo yung boses na, Nobita. Alam mo, ganun yun, di ba?
30 years old na mo. Ako 12 years old.
Kita mo si Doraemon, tinuturuan si Nobita para gumanda future, di ba? Pinag-aaral na mabuti.
Classic yun. Ganda nun.
Alright. Diba? So, ang message ni Nobita para sa inyo. Hindi, ako, for my field, sa tingin ko kasi specific siya sa qualifications na kailangan ng bawat field.
Mm-mm.
So, for engineering, kailangan mo talagang matapos yung degree
kailangan
ng engineering.
Kailangan mo talaga.
Yes,
kailangan mo ng lisensya.
Oo, kailangan mo ng license to practice your field. Mm-hmm. If you didn't practice or you didn't get to graduate from your field, meron pa rin, pero ang tawag or ang napupunta ang career nila is CAD operator. So, silang taga-drawing. So, nandun pa rin sa parang
so,
assistant namin ng mga engineer. Ayun, so, para sa akin, as a civil engineer, as a licensed civil engineer, kailangan talaga yung diploma. And ngayon nga, pataas na ng pataas yung standards.
Correct.
Most likely sa bago kong job opportunity na, hello mga employers. Wala akong
nananawagan.
I have 8 years na experience pero gusto ko rin magkaroon ng work from home setup para pwede rin akong makapag-masters na studies na pwede ko isabay. So yun, parang to further advance in my career, kailangan talaga.
Yeah.
Teka, so, pag nag-masters ka na, ano na itatawag sa'yo? Master na, hindi na engineer.
Oh, master engineer.
Master
of the
Tapos
universe.
Tapos magtitake pa ako ng licensure exam ng master plumber. Diba? Master plumber, master engineer.
So pag may problema kami sa plumbing sa bahay namin,
yes.
Tawagan.
Tubero.
Ayun,
hindi siya tubero. So,
tubero, parang yan ng plot ng mga nasa Pornhub. Eh.
sandali.
Hey, it's Dan.
It's Ro.
Chino.
Neil.
And along with Rowan ASH, we are the Wrestling Podcast. We are the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast.
Each week, we talk about the latest happenings in pro wrestling. We give you takes from perspectives honed from years in the wrestling business and, syempre, as fans.
If you want someone to help process the feels about the different ganaps from WWE, AEW, NJPW, Impact, and more each week, you'll know what to do.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And to the Wrestling Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, pwede ka maglagay rin ng mga ano, doon sa mga poste, yung mga signage.
Sip-sip. Hindi, iba na yung sip-sip poso negro.
Yung mga ano.
Mga plate yan, yung pag dumating.
Di ba? O, walang pambayad. Kaya para nag-aayos ng tubo, nakahubad, nakasorts lang.
Nobita siya, nobita.
Naging Super Mario bigla eh.
O, ano ba yung mga trabaho na kailangan niya ng diploma?
Doktor.
Doktor.
Architect. Lawyer. Engineer. Lawyers.
Oh, so kumaga importante pa rin yung mag-aral, 'di ba?
Kasi actually I think ang saya kasing i-discuss kasi 'di ba? It's like a super it's like a fantasy or it's like a na-romanticize kasi natin especially in recent years yung mga hindi nag-graduate tapos biglang super successful.
Steve
it's
Jobs.
Super romanticized. Oh, Steve Jobs and all of these.
'Di ba?
Romanticized siya, but what if we look at it from another angle and look at the successful people naman who have their diploma. Kunyari sila, di ba? Natalie Portman has, ano, di ba?
Emma. Si Emma.
Di ba? Yung mga yan.
Hermione.
Si, di ba? Yung The Offspring na banda, di ba? Mga ano.
Queen,
di ba?
May PhD yun.
Astro.
Di ba?
Guitarist. So, yun, di ba? Why not? Brian yun naman ang i-proliferate nating romanticize. Oh.
I think it's because it's difficult. And people are having a difficult time. If you understand the situation kasi, yung Pilipinas kasi, napakahirap na bansa niyan eh. Mm. Kailangan talagang diskarte dito. Success is difficult to achieve.
Oo. Parang may, apart from what you know, it's who you know.
Exactly. Diba?
Oh, nangyayari yung padrino system, diba? Hanggang ngayon.
Pero alam mo, marami na rin naman, like now, wala na masyadong excuse not to study. Because there are a lot of programs. Like for example, correct. Because I'm going to finish my studies sa government program.
YouTube parang, University also.
Oo. So, marami. Pwede kang mag-study from home. Pwede ka kumuha ng degree from wherever.
Coursera.
Pero kung kailangan mo ng diploma locally, maraming programs kaya government, may mga open universities that you could take, which is minimal lang yung bayad. So, kailangan mo rin naman kasi ng diploma kasi kunwari, kailangan mo pumunta sa ibang bansa, diba? Mag-migrate, di ba? Minsan, naghahanap sila ng diploma or probably gusto mo OFW.
This mindset is also affecting our schools kasi we work with we have a company called Octopus and Whale and we work with schools on how to make education more attractive to students. And it's a real issue where nauubusan or nababawasan ng estudyante yung mga colleges. Mm-mm. And it's real. I mean, the statistics are showing it. At malaking factor dyan yung nag-YouTube na lang.
Oo.
Diba? Content creator na lang,
nag-gamer.
TikTok na lang, diba? Gamer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are into gaming. Keri kita is about gaming. No? Mm-hmm. And a lot of the teachers, in fact, when I talk about gamification in schools, are asking, yung isang student namin, di ba, umalis na siya.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi gusto niya maging esports gamer. Mm-hmm. And the degree is not useful in esports. Mm-hmm. You only need great reflexes and gaming talent. Mm-hmm.
Pero kailangan mo rin matuto magbasa.
Oh, correct. Math.
Oh, di ba?
Ang daming math sa gaming.
Oo.
Di ba?
In fact, there's a very helpful curriculum. I don't know if I can mention it, but there's a very helpful group that's doing this. In-incorporate nila yung studies with gaming. It's an academy. Tapos may scholarship siya for gamers.
Pwede nating banggitin yan kasi yung mga immortal, malay mo, they want to venture into gaming, di ba?
Yeah, pwede nating banggitin pero nakalimutan ko.
Akad Arena.
Akad Arena, there you go.
Ano ulit pangalan?
Akad Arena.
Akad Arena.
Okay.
May mga scholarship sila for gamers. Yun, they can check out the website. I mean, I'm not endorsing it but I've seen it. I've talked to the owners and to the, you know, to the PR people. Maganda yung program.
Mm-mm. You're not endorsing it?
No.
Hindi.
I'm not. I'm not officially.
Not officially endorsing.
Not official, but ang ganda
recommending?
Kasi, I'm recommending. Ang ganda ng program talaga. It melds the, you know, yung biases natin against gamers versus
who are delinquents.
Who are delinquents. And it destroys that bias kasi it incorporates education and studies.
Oo.
So I think, ang discarte rin mag-a-apply yan if you don't have a choice. Probably breadwinner ka talaga.
Yes.
Like, if, but then if you're in a position of privilege,
correct,
and then you have the resources, then finish your studies.
Uh-oh.
But then if circumstances, for example, na kailangan mo talaga magtrabaho for your family, di ba may mga, usually mga artista yun na story. Na, di ba, parang hindi sila makapag-aral because they have to earn.
Kasi dati uso yung working student. Di ba yung mga panahon ng mga magulang natin, tito-tita, di ba?
Pero alam mo, nakakatuwa rin kapag nakakita ka ng mga artista, like kunwari, sino ba, Sunshine Cruz, di ba, nag-study siya? Or si Rufa Gutierrez, di ba? Nakapagtapos rin siya, di ba? So, eventually, siguro ilagay mo na lang sa plan mo, sa life plan mo, na babalik ka to study or get a diploma.
Oo, importante pa rin. So, it's safe to say na yung pag-aaral, yung diploma mo, pag nakuha mo na yan, tsaka mo sabayan ng diskarte. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kasi didiskarte ka rin naman pag naghahanap ka ng trabaho.
Tama.
Pag nasa trabaho
kahit
ka
nasa
na. Kahit nasa school, may diskarte pa rin yan, di ba? Oo. Yung simpleng ano, simpleng magtatanong ka sa teacher or parang kanya-kanyang ano yan eh. Kanya-kanyang style yan, paano ka papasa or makakuha
paano
ng...
Paano makatapos.
Oo, di ba? So, sana mga immortal, unahin niyo yung diploma. Tama. Alam ko naman na lahat tayo gusto nating kumita ng extra. May mga side hustle kayo, pwede nyo namang
or
gawin yan.
Or pagsabayin nyo na lang. Mm-hmm. Kasi diba, meron tayong in-interview si, ano, si Kay.
Oo.
Diba, ano, nagkaroon sila ng financial issue. Tapos ngayon, she's working and then she's paying for her tuition sa Lasal sa Bacolod.
Galing.
Galing, diba? So, pinagsasabay niya.
Yan.
And there's nothing wrong with having an achievement that you've actually finished your school.
Self-made ka pa nga pagka working student ka. Uh-oh. Tapos you build your own wealth na kayo lang, wala kang mas malaki bearing nun, ha? So yun, mga immortal, sana mag-graduate muna kayo para makahanap din kayo ng trabaho, makadiskarte kayo. Kung gusto nyo magnegosyo, pwede rin kasi magagamit yung pinag-aralan ninyo. Kahit na sabihin yung 20 years from now di nyo na magagamit yung ano pinag-aralan nyo, alam nyo hanggang ngayon, sabihin mong matagal na tayong graduate, nagagamit pa rin natin yung pinag-aralan natin nun, eh. So yan, let's talk about your podcast, Carry Kita.
Yeah, Carry Kita is a podcast for parents of gamers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the guide for non-gamer parents. So the reason for that is, yung mga parents kasi hindi naman naglalaro.
Mm-hmm.
Pero yung mga bata ngayon, sobrang involved sila in gaming. So when the parent, So when the parent does not understand what the kid is doing, nagkakaroon ng disconnection, mm-hmm. diba? So Ray and I, we are both gamers, mm-hmm. we
and
are parents,
parents.
And we have a gamer kid. Mm-hmm. And many times, parents would ask us, anong gagawin ko dun sa, sa ano ko, sa anak ko na
naglalaro ng Pokemon.
Lagi, no? Ano bang ginagawa niya? Ano bang, ba't siya naglalakad-lakad ba sa daan?
Oo, nagkukulong sa kwarto. Ano ba yan?
Nagkukulong. Ano bang ginagawa nun, di ba? Ba't siya may kausap? Mag-isa lang siya.
Oo, nagkukulong sa CR. Ano ba yan? Ganun. Ano ginagawa niya? Oo.
Ikaw lang naman yata. Nung bata, yan yung experience mo ng bata ka. So, iba yung ginagawa
niya. Hindi, mga ano. Gamer nga. But pwede naman habang nasa trono ka. Nag-ML ka.
I think very particular yung case namin ni Joey. That's why we decided to share it with the world, mm-hmm. because hindi marami yung ganon, yung parents who are also gamers. Like mm-hmm. si Joey has her own game and experience agency and she teaches gaming. I write a gaming column in Adobo Magazine. I'm mm-hmm. also head creatives that are into gaming. So pareho kaming we do it for work,
mm-hmm.
or at least we pretend to do it at work, but we actually play while working.
Nice.
So
yun ang the best, di ba?
Yeah,
enjoy.
Trabaho.
Nagtatrabaho talaga kami. So yun, napunta dun yung discussions na let's share our knowledge with the rest of the parents na who might not be in the same situation, na especially those na hindi talaga naglalaro, and especially those who are naglaro sila pero medyo nakalimutan nila along
marami
the way.
Marami silang trabaho. Nawalan ng oras.
How I wish sana yung parents ko na ano, nakarelate sa inyo. Kasi gamer ako eh. Lalo ng bata.
Yeah. We hear a lot of our parents. Diba? Kaka-computer mo. Kaya, mo, diba?
Kaya lumabu mata nyo. Yeah. Kaya computer. Yeah. Ganyan.
Ayan. And now that people have become more woke and more accepting and more progressive of their children, sana gaming does not become like a source for disconnection and gap.
But and in fact, source for connection.
For source of our connection. So that's what Carry Kita is all about.
Tuwing kailan lumalabas sa ano Spotify and Apple Podcast?
Wala pa kaming schedule.
Hindi, basta abangan ninyo. Abangan Carry Kita. Anong favorite nyong ulam? Carry Carry, ganun.
Yan, yan na yung joke. Yan na yung
chicken Carry, ganun.
Tagal kong hinintay.
Hindi, di naman kami nagjo-joke. Serious naman kami.
Sige. Hindi, gusto ko yung jokes kanina. Ito sa animals.
Yung mga games na ano, meron kang baon dyan, Lawrence.
Oo nga.
Joke na games?
Oh no. Oh.
Ano, dali, parang bastos kasi naiisip ko. Next time na lang.
Kasi napaka ano mo eh, napaka green-minded mo talaga.
Grabe ka talaga. Oh,
kasi pero naging...
Favorite ko yung Pokemon Green.
Oh, yeah. Pokemon.
Kaka-Pokemon mo, hindi mo sa Pokemon. Ano, maliit, malaki, di ba? Oh, lumalaki yun, di ba, yung Pokemon?
Yung masarap na Pokemon.
Ano ba yung masarap na Pokemon?
Inaalagaan. Lalo mo na ba yung Pal World? Nakita mo na ba yun? Anyway. Hindi ko ini-endorse, but...
Ano yung Pal World? Lahat sila pala
sabi
mo
nila, benta sa akin yun, ha? Malaki siya ngayon. It's a big game now kasi parang it's similar to Pokemon, pero may mga guns. It's not developed by Nintendo. So, yung mga Nintendo is like...
Ano ko, joke eh.
Hindi, seryoso to. Sobrang laki. Sobrang laki niya ngayon. Parang ilang naka-billions of users.
Nagnanot yung ano namin, producer namin.
Gamer yan.
Gamer yan.
Pal World, ha? Pal World.
Again, hindi ko ni-endorse. It's just something to check out if you want to check out what's big now for gamers.
Wow.
Okay, kaya ka, ano, masyado kang square. Puro ka kasi Tetris.
Ganda na. No? Ganda na. Galing
talaga. Ano pa? Ano, kain ka na kain para kasi Pac-Man.
Yan. O sige, ano pa? Game. O.
Ano pa? Dagdagan pa natin.
Sige.
Ano?
Antay ako.
Tira ka ng tira. Kala mo, nasa Battle City ka.
Ayan, bago yun. Ganyan na. Classic games.
Ikaw.
Lagi ka namang, lagi mo naman akong, ano, lagi ka naman nagdi-disagree. Mag-contra ka nga.
Lagi ako nagdi-disagree kasi lagi kitang kinokontra.
Ayun na nga.
Inulit mo siya.
Yun na nga.
Inayos lang yan.
Oo nga. Siya kasi yung comedian, hindi naman na.
Hindi naman tayo.
Pero nag-o-opisina kayo, kaya lagi kayo nagpa-punch out. Time in.
Nakaisip on the spot.
Pero ano, remote na ngayon, so wala nang punch in, punch out.
Ano na meron ngayon?
Naku, wala akong mahirit.
Basta ako, alam ko hindi na ako pwede mag-date.
Bakit?
Kasi Tekken na ako. Eh.
Ganda.
Galing. I-hire nyo pala
Tekken
si,
for granted,
I-hire nyo pala si Stanley at saka Lawrence. Si Lawrence. Ganda. Pag may corporate events, di ba? Yung mga listeners natin. Yan, example yan, ng mga jokes nila.
Red's presentation pala
to. Yeah. Mga hadukin ng hadukin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Update natin ng konti.
Sige, update natin. Sige. Ano kasi?
Ano ba yung sinasabi kasi doon? Ik-ik baruket. Di ba yung umiikot?
Umiikot si Ken. Yeah.
Si Ken. Mm. Ik-ik baruket.
Eh, yung kay ano, kay Chun-Li, ano yun?
Ano?
Yung scissor kick. Naalala niyo?
Chun-Chun kick.
Yun. Eh, alam mo nga, gamer din kami.
Ayan na nga.
Obvious naman eh.
Obvious sa mga gusto nila. Kontra, Tetris.
Na napag-iwanan ng ilang generation.
Actually, may ano, may nabibiling ano, yung converter, yung parang isasaksak mo lang sa TV lahat na lalaro.
Tapos HDMI na, di ba?
Ayan, yan yung mga parents na napag-iwanan. Kaya dapat manood. Dapat.
Di pa,
makinig ng
sa kerita.
Problema niya, di pa ako parent eh. For parent.
For parent.
Saka Mario Brothers lang yata yung piniplay mo.
Uy, grabe ka naman.
Oo, diba?
Naabuta ko naman yung StarCraft.
Ayan.
Tsaka Counter-Strike.
Ayan. Ako, ano diba? Malayo kasi yung...
In 90s pa yun.
Malayo yung talon ng console ko eh. PS1, ano? Tapos PS4 na. Hindi ako nag-PS2 and PS3. So parang as a kid, 9 years old, tapos nagka-console na ulit ako nung... 5 years ago.
Bata ka pa rin naman ah.
Oh, medyo bata pa rin bitaw. Mo. 12-year-old, di ba?
Ba't ba kasi nag-shorts ka, naka-tuck-in ka pa?
Malamig. Hindi, okay na. Bagay naman sa'yo.
Ano ba inspirasyon mo dyan?
Casual lang, casual. Diba?
Yung casual
preppy,
mo.
Preppy, preppy.
Preppy, oh.
Oo, preppy.
Pero yung kumakalat na meme, yung ano, ano yung kumakalat na meme, yung
inspiration, ano, successful tito.
Oo, yan.
Yan yung mga,
kaya, yan yan eh.
Oh, hindi, oh.
Si Stanley ang model niya.
Nakita ko yun.
Naka-polo. Naka-shorts, naka-polo. Tapos Onitsuka ka Tiger. Oh, oh, pero ano ko eh. Adidas ako ngayon. Nakita ko yun.
Ano to ah? This is the, ano, Lito Atienza look.
Yan!
Mahal.
Naka-lovers ka pa eh.
Dito pa rin talaga. Eh.
Tapos, ano, tapos may glasses. Oh. Tapos may car keys.
Oh, may car keys.
Car keys. Fortuner.
Fortuner.
Ayan. So mga immortal, follow them. Carry Kita Podcast. Underpaid. Yes. Mag-subscribe kayo. Leave a comment. I-share nyo sa lahat. Sa mga kaaway nyo, pwede rin. Sa mga kumpisina nyo. Sa mga boss nyo. Okay? So for Joey and Ray Jempo, Lawrence Vivar, Zardos Reyes, I'm your host Stanley Chi. At magkita-kita tayo next episode. This is the Underpaid Podcast.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.